That was Cliff Richard, The Young Ones from 1962. Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and today in studio we have a special guest because June is National DJ Month. In honor of all the DJs, the disc jockeys, and the hosts that bring great music to the radio, we want to highlight all of our local DJs. So this is Rusty. He is the host of Echoes of the Opry, which airs every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on WKGC. Rusty, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you again for joining the show. I really do appreciate it.
Of course.
Awesome. So can you tell me about your show, Echoes of the Opry?
Yeah. So it is focusing on musicians that did the country music style, old-time music, from the middle of the 20th century on, and those contemporary artists keeping the spirit of the Opry alive,
okay.
I'd say.
Nice. So what kind of made you want to do a show like that? What inspired you to do it, to highlight that genre?
I've always been, I kind of grew up with a lot of this stuff, especially bluegrass, but I've recently been getting into the more of the classic country stuff, you know, the greats like Johnny Cash, of course, and Leuven Brothers and everybody else. All the different styles, all the different kind of variations of the old-timey music, as they used to call it. And it is stuff that doesn't usually get played on country radio.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of new artists who have, really kind of younger people who are kind of taking those traditions and making them their own, doing real throwback style vintage stuff, or else doing some like very interesting takes and taking things in new directions.
Okay, no, that's really cool, and I never thought of it that way, to take some of the older songs that, you know, you always hear in movies, TV shows, different things like that, and then some of the new artists to kind of make it their own. I love that. That's really cool. So are there specific artists that you kind of focus on?
Yeah, so new stuff these days. Charlie Crockett is doing some fantastic stuff. Him and Nick Shoulders have kind of developed an encyclopedic knowledge of classic country stuff, like the standards. And I'm sure if you went up to them in real life and asked them, hey, do you know how to play this? They'd say absolutely. And they'd start right away. They can make any song like that their own. And then newer bluegrass people really pulling out the some virtuosic guitar playing. We got Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle both doing flat picking guitar.
Okay.
In the style of like Doc Watson. And really, really doing a good job. And also making it very interesting, especially with Billy Strings, kind of taking a more psychedelic approach to it. Adding some interesting angles and doing a more contemporary, like pro-environmental messages with all this stuff. And it's really interesting stuff. And then we got some fantastic voices. Sierra Hull is... got some, I don't know what I want to call her, like a voice of the century. I'm not sure it's too early to say that, but man, she's got it. And
okay, nice.
We also have Paul Calvin, who has some new stuff. He does a little more of like a classic, he kind of throws some classic hip hop in there as well.
Oh.
Very interesting stuff. And my goodness, his voice is something else.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love that.
He's got some real talent, and I wanted to showcase those guys. But they might not get radio play otherwise.
No, absolutely. And I agree, like, that's why we're here. You know, that's why we always want to promote, you know, upcoming artists, you know, if they have songs, or artists that are have been around. But we, you know, we want to get their music out there. Definitely. I agree with that statement. I know you had mentioned that you're going to be taking some of your shows, some of your breaks, and posting it online. Where can people find that eventually?
Yeah, I will be putting on Mixcloud soon. Haven't done that yet. Been a little slow to get this kind of thing official. But I do have, I will, you know, of course, mention that on the show. And I do now have an email address. So if you're curious, it's echoesoftheopry@gmail.com.
Okay.
So that is up and running. And I'd love to get some feedback, and also if you have questions about, you know, when things are going to be posted when, then you can reach out to me that way.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, when does your show air?
Wednesdays from 7 to 9.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for joining the show. We appreciate it. And again, if you want to listen to Echoes of the Opry, you can listen on wkgc.org/hd1stream every Wednesday from 7 to 9.